Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of the I Brew My Own Coffee podcast. I'm your host, Alex Carpenter, and first off, I want to apologize for the delay in episodes. I know I originally mentioned that this would be a bi-weekly podcast, and it has definitely been longer than 2 weeks since our last episode. I just wanted to take some time and learn a little bit more about producing these type of shows and get our podcast listed on iTunes, which we finally did. So now you can subscribe via iTunes or your favorite podcasting player via our RSS feed. If you are enjoying the show, we ask that you leave a review on iTunes. That'd be greatly appreciated. And without further ado, in this latest episode, I got to talk with someone I met through Instagram. His name is Aaron Vasquez. He originally found him through cycling on Instagram, and recently he's gotten really into coffee and started a kind of a group ride coffee meetup in LA area, and we got to chat with him and brewing coffee outside. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. Hey Aaron, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Doing really well. We appreciate you taking the time to join us on the show and chat a little bit about your coffee experience.
Sure, sounds fun.
For the listeners out there who might not know who you are, what do you do, and what's a little backstory about yourself?
Well, I'm in Los Angeles. I work in the television industry. I'm an editor for a television show, and most of my free time I try to spend cycling around the city, commuting to work, and just doing fun rides by bike, and as much camping as I can do along the way.
Awesome. Super jealous of you right now. I've seen some photos that you've been posting, and looks like you still got some warm weather to get out to. And I'm in Michigan here, so we got the cold weather rolling in and the snow already. So
yeah, we today actually we're getting our big rainstorm. So it's, I don't know, probably in like the 50s. It's pretty miserable here today.
Awesome. Well, for the listeners, when did you get into coffee? When did I guess I'm jumping the gun here a little bit. For a little backstory about how I found out about Aaron for the listeners. I'm a big biking fan too, and I found Aaron through Instagram through I think that was originally from a bike shop called Golden Saddle Cycler or something like that. One of the people online, and I started following you on Instagram and just because of the biking and getting inspired by that, by how many biking photos you post. But I saw recently that you started posting a lot more about coffee and getting all the different gear and stuff like that. And then up until recently, now that you've started posting about this LA River Camp coffee that you started, which we'll get into later in the show. But this is kind of how I came about to know about Aaron and his coffee experience. So that'll kind of help for anybody listening that when I mentioned that I've seen stuff from Aaron, that that's how I found out about it. This is actually our first time talking. So so when did you get into coffee? When did it become more than just a caffeine fix and you started taking a little bit more time with it?
So I'm relatively new to coffee. I should say very new to coffee, I guess. I've only really been drinking coffee since like March or April of this year, actually. Mostly have been a tea drinker. Never been a fan. Up until this year, I suppose, I was never really a fan of coffee. I loved the smell of it, the smell of the beans. But tasting coffee just never, I guess I just never had a good cup of coffee. So I always tended to drink tea. And we recently, I guess this year, through all these, you know, lifestyle companies, we got a kit from Polar and Stumptown specifically to take camping to try to force myself to make coffee while we were traveling. And so it was an AeroPress, a Porlex grinder and two enamel mugs. And that was kind of our introduction to trying to make our own coffee.
Awesome. That's pretty interesting to hear. I saw that kit Polar put together, and I almost picked one up, but so that was your first experience was with an AeroPress then?
Yeah. I mean, you know, throughout my life I've had forced myself, I guess, to drink coffee out of just the regular office coffee machine, but you know, never really, like I said, I never really enjoyed it. Always thought it was just a quick way to get some caffeine more than enjoying a nice cup of coffee. I had some friends come in from out of town who were coffee drinkers, and they wanted some coffee. And I said, well, I got this thing, this AeroPress. I've never really used it, but let's figure it out. And so while they were staying with me, we made AeroPress coffee every morning, and we cooked bacon in the cast iron skillet every day before we went out on our rides. They were here to ride bikes in LA.
That's awesome.
And every morning, I think, since that weekend, I've been enlightened to a decent cup of coffee.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What kind of beans did you get? I know there's a lot of places in LA to get coffee beans and stuff, but did you seek out any places or find any place online?
I think we may have had, although I can't be sure. I think I had bought some Caribou coffee just because I had been to Minnesota to ride bikes with some of these guys before. And I remembered seeing, you know, the Caribou was a local chain, I guess, out there. And just thought it was cool that I found that coffee in my local supermarket. That's probably what I had at the time, although I can't remember for sure. The kit that I got, part of the thing that sold me on it was that it was supposed to, I thought that it was supposed to come with Stumptown coffee. So I figured it would be a good way to test it. And for whatever reason, mine did not come with that. So it was kind of the missing piece. I think I might have been hooked a little bit sooner had it come with some coffee.
Yeah, for sure.
So I can't remember for sure, but I think I had some Caribou coffee, or they probably picked something up while we were here too. We went to the grocery store a lot. You have to go to the grocery store a lot to feed hungry cyclists. So
for sure. Since then, I've seen there's been a couple of coffee shops that have opened up around you, I want to say, possibly.
Yes.
Is it Bicycle Coffee?
Yeah, there's a Bicycle Coffee, which I believe is from the Bay Area, but we have a Bicycle Coffee LA store down here now. So they do free coffee Fridays.
And, nice.
Just walk in there and get, you know, a cup of hot pour over or get a cup of cold brew. Then we have Blacktop is nearby. And Stumptown, of course, is here as well.
Awesome. Yeah, so it sounds like you're at no shortage of finding good coffee around you.
No, there's quite a bit. And Stumptown was the one that I first really tried the coffee from.
Gotcha. So with the AeroPress, are you doing anything, trying anything different, or are you pretty standard on what your recipe that you use with it?
I think I'm pretty standard. I've been trying to experiment with it a little bit lately. I always do it inverted. To me, it just seems easier that way, to let it steep and, you know, to let it bloom, I guess, and then let it steep a little bit. I've been playing around with using a scale to be more consistent with my brew lately, and also trying different recipes from a couple apps that I found in the iTunes store. And those have been hit or miss, seem like the normal way I do it. It's about the same, which I think is about a minute, like 15 seconds of bloom time and a minute to a minute five of steep time, and then I plunge it and then had some water from there.
Yeah, for sure. What apps were you using?
I have one from it's Kohi Labs.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing a new filter.
Yeah, I saw that on Kickstarter.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm waiting for that filter. I use the Able, I think it's a stainless steel or it's a metal filter. I use that all the time when I'm at home. I use that every day. I'm just trying not to waste paper filters at home.
For sure.
Although I tend to use the paper ones when I travel just because cleanup is faster.
Yeah.
And then there's an AeroPress app as well, which mm-hmm. I think is maybe it's the official AeroPress one. There's a whole bunch of recipes in that one.
Yeah, we actually just did a review on the site not too long ago about that one.
Oh, that might have been where I found it, actually.
Yeah.
On your website.
It does the job. It's nice and easy. It gives you a few different recipes.
Mostly I've been sticking to a pretty standard, I think. I think I found the brew. I was using the brew guide that Stumptown posted, which was a pretty straightforward recipe for the press.
Awesome. Well, the big reason I kind of wanted to have you on, Aaron, is to talk about brewing coffee outside. I know a lot of people are getting into taking these their coffee setups out camping with them, and one of the things that you started recently is called LA River Camp Coffee, if I'm not mistaken. And yep. If you want to talk a little bit about that and how that kind of started.
Sure. So a little bit of backstory is a couple years ago, friends and I were riding bikes in Minnesota, and in March in the snow, and we pulled over and busted out our stoves, and it was, you know, like sub-freezing, and we made some coffee and hot chocolate on the middle of a ride, and it just seemed like the craziest thing to me that we would be doing that and not riding back to the warm cabin. And since that trip, to me, it kind of changed how I looked at my rides. They should be more fun, and that involves kind of stopping and smelling the roses, however that may be. So a couple years ago, there were a few of us that were using this hashtag coffee outside and coffee Wednesday. And it was kind of the idea that we're in different cities and states. So a friend in Ventura, friends in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, and friends in Minnesota. We would all on Wednesday mornings the goal was to, on the way to work, go outside somewhere, make our coffee or tea. I was drinking tea at the time, and enjoy a cup outside before work. And in a way, it was just like a virtual cheers, I guess, to each other, right? just kind of a cheesy thing. But a way to connect everybody through social media. You know, we would post pictures of it, of course, through Facebook or Instagram and Twitter. And so that thing kind of slowed down a little bit, just the immediate thing of Coffee Wednesday, although coffee outside has never waned. That's a great hashtag that is always filled with cool pictures of kits and people enjoying their coffee outdoors, not all by bikes, just in general. And so I started this season, when I started up work again, I decided I was going to get back to it. And at this point, I was brewing coffee. And so I figured I was going to try to stop at a more central location on my commute and just say, you know, hey, I'm here from this time to this time. If anyone else is interested in coming by and hanging out, you know, bring your own stuff. It's a total DIY, BYO kind of thing. And if you want to ride your bike over here and hang out for maybe 30 to 45 minutes or an hour, however long you have, then we'll just go our separate ways to work. That'll be cool. It's a cool way to kind of start the day. And so for a while, it was just, it was just myself posting pictures, the loneliest coffee drinking in the LA. And then a couple friends started showing up, and I had about three friends that were showing up pretty regularly for I don't know, maybe a month and a half, and then slowly but surely it started, you know, growing and growing and growing, and now it happens weekly, and well, it still happens weekly on Wednesdays, and we're getting we average about 15 to 20 people show up every week now.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, in varying ways. Some people are walking down the bike path to join us. Some are bringing their own stuff to brew. Some have brewed at home and they're just bringing a thermos. Some don't have anything. They're just coming by to hang out and be social in the morning. And then everybody takes off and either goes to work or goes on a bike ride or does whatever. It's
pretty
cool.
Very cool. Yeah, I love that story. I know, like, when I first started following you and I was just getting back into biking, and I think that was when I first picked up my new bike that I've been riding lately. But this past year, like, ever since I've seen you posting photos, it always just gets me a little bit more excited and pushes me to get outside and actually ride my bike a little bit more.
Yeah,
and
that's cool.
And I know this past year, like, I think I'm positive I've put more miles on a bike than I ever have in my life.
That's awesome.
My wife was actually working at the coffee shop during this time, and on Tuesday nights we met up after everybody got out of work, and we did a little like 15 to 16 mile ride, and instead of brewing coffee we actually went up and ended at a bar and stuff like that. But it's always fun to get out and just do something different like that.
Sure. Yeah, part of this, I guess, was also there's a another movement, coffee-neering. It's kind of based off the word randoneering.
Oh, right.
And the idea was, like, you have a certain amount of time, like a month, and you had to visit so many coffee shops in that time and post pictures of it and prove that you were there. And, you know, kind of I looked at it as a way to, like, get out and explore other shops, because for myself anyways, I tend to go to the same shop because it's either convenient or it's on the way to work, or I like the coffee there.
Yeah.
But that was a kind of a motivating factor for me, and it was always kind of inspiring to see other people's posts of what they were doing and how they were making it happen, you know?
Yeah. I think one of the craziest things that I've seen about it is just kind of some of the setups that people are bringing out to this. And I don't know if it's you that has this one, but I always see this Foster's can.
Yeah, that's mine, yeah.
Is that like your, like, to heat up the water, or what is
that? Yeah, so what I do is I grind my beans out there. So I boil my water out there. What I use is this, it's a camp stove. It's like a self-contained kit. It's called a caldera keg. And so it all fits into this one container. And basically the pot, if you will, is a repurposed Foster's oil can, Foster's beer can, that has been, kind of modified in a way. And, so it's just a denatured alcohol stove, and it has a windscreen that goes around the alcohol, the stove part of it, and then the windscreen, the beer can sits inside the windscreen, and so it's very efficient. And it's just that, so what you see in those pictures is the windscreen and the pot, basically. Pot being this huge Foster's beer can. So
yeah, originally I thought you guys were just like someone had brought like a beer can and they were drinking a beer while everybody was drinking coffee, because
Has happened as well. but that big one is actually just boiling water.
Gotcha. So what any other setups that people have been bringing that are a little different?
Yeah, so we get quite a few different ones, and I've been seriously lacking in the documenting of them, and that's something I really need to be I think is a cool aspect of everybody getting together, or all the different approaches. So mostly it's thermoses, you know. Water's been boiled at, or you know, heated at home, and they're either doing a pour over there, or they've already brewed. And then let's see, a lot of like canister stoves, you know, traditional backpacking kind of things. Someone had a like a big propane car camping set up last week. That was pretty cool to see. Jet boils, of course. Couple people with tea kettles. I think it's like a GSI tea kettle. It's pretty small. You can fit all your stuff in there. But generally, it's backpacking type, you know, very small. You know, most of the people are arriving by bike. So it's all stuff that you have to carry somehow, either in a backpack or in your panniers or, you know, handlebar bag or something like that.
That's awesome. And I think, if I wasn't mistaken, I saw recently that it's you got another spot starting up, kind of the same idea?
Yeah, so we have I guess it's a sister event happening now. It hopefully will start tomorrow, but depending on the rain that we're having here, it may be postponed a week. So I'm in the eastern side of Los Angeles, along the LA River, and some friends are starting up a west side version because we're pretty spread out here in LA. And not everybody can cross the city and get back to their jobs, you know, so early in the morning. So we have a version happening on the west side, and it's the Bologna Creek Camp Coffee that'll be happening. And then hoping that we're going to have a couple more happening in other cities pretty soon here too that are, you know, I mean, coffee outside and coffee Wednesday things have been happening for a while for sure. This isn't anything new, but having like kind of a dedicated place where people are congregating, I think, is the new part.
Mm-hmm.
And having it kind of structured that it always happens from this time to this time, and you know, it's just growing, a kind of growing a little coffee community, I guess.
Yeah, I love that. That's, if it wasn't like winter here, I know like a lot of guys I've seen that will bike winter all through winter and stuff, but I don't have the setup or anything like that for taking on that challenge. But definitely next summer, I definitely want to try and get some of my friends together and start doing something similar to this too.
Yeah, well, we definitely are lucky with our weather here, but I follow people from, you know, all across the U.S. and a couple guys posted this morning from Nebraska, I believe, and it was 18 degrees, and they were sitting on the snowy banks of a river.
All right, I guess like I can't talk then.
we've got the numbers here, but they've got the hardiness there. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Awesome. Well, for anybody out there, maybe in the LA area, where can when is this meetup that you guys have, and where can they find you or find out more about online?
Sure. So you can, I'm on Instagram, and Twitter. Area 45 is my handle. Also have a blog that gets updated, irregularly, I guess would be the right word, or semi-frequently. And that's frontageroads.com. So the information is usually pops up there as well. And so generally it's Wednesdays between 7 and 8 a.m. and we meet on the LA River, just north of the Glendale Hyperion Bridge. There's a park called Sunny Nook Park, and you can just see the cyclists. Pretty hard to miss everybody. So, and then the one on in the west side will be at the end of the Bologna Creek bike path on the bridge, and I think that's a pretty easy spot to find as well. And that's also, I believe, between 7 and 8 a.m. So we have a couple options here in LA.
Awesome. Again, well, I just want to thank you again for joining us on the show and sharing this little experience that you've started for everybody. And I'm glad to have seen it and excited to see more photos and see where it goes. And hopefully I can start out getting out there next summer. So thanks again for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.